is a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hey, Gianni.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's hey, happening, girl. Man? How can we help you, sir?
Oh, man. So, I went on this date with this girl. Better, one of the dating apps. And we had a real nice time. I took her to, we were going to go to this fancy steakhouse. But then, I was only wearing a t-shirt. And they used one of those dress code things, and they were like, "You got to put on this extra large button down we have here." And I was like, "No, whatever." So yeah, we weren't able to eat at this steakhouse because I wasn't dressed appropriately, I guess, or whatever. So we ended up going back, and we just grabbed a couple boxes of Chinese food. There's this really good place by where I live, and I had all sorts of things at home. I had some chips. From a friend's party, people didn't eat the chips, so I took some of the bags home with me.
Sounds amazing.
I just kind of made this. Was
it? I said it sounds amazing.
Yeah, a perfect date for somebody who just got finished smoking a ton of weed.
A box of rice
and Chinese food.
it's really good Chinese food. I wouldn't take it there if it was bad. It was good stuff.
Yeah, the type of Chinese food that comes in the styrofoam container, dripping out.
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll call her up. We'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Hello.
Hi, is this Laura?
Yeah, we can.
Laura, we're calling from Hot 96.9, a radio station. We are the Get Up Crew, and we just this isn't a bad thing. This isn't a bad thing. Can we just ask you something really quick?
Hi. Yeah, I guess that feels weird.
Yeah, this all makes sense. So we got a phone call from a guy who likes you a lot, and he wants to go out with you, and we're willing to pay for the date. That easy. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Are you down?
I guess so. It depends on who it is, I suppose.
Okay, well, the good news, or the bad, it depends on how you react, I guess, when we say this name. You've gone out with this guy before. His name is Gianni.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gianni, that's the guy.
Right. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though.
Why? What happened? What's the matter with Gianni?
Oh, gosh. He's an okay guy. He's got a really good job. It's just that he lives like someone who like homeless or something. I don't know how to explain it. I just don't think we're a good fit.
What?
What do you mean he lives like a homeless person?
He lives like a homeless guy.
Does he live in a cardboard box?
No. But he reuses things like cardboard boxes. He reuses paper plates. At his house, reuses them. Not just one-time use. Which
my mom's boyfriend does that, but he's, old.
Yeah, but he's not an old person. He has, a really good job, and I haven't told anyone this because it's so disgusting, and I just don't even, I'm, embarrassed that this happened. I had to use the restroom, right? So I was like, "Hey, dude, where's your bathroom?" And I go in there and I do my business and I can't find any toilet paper, right?
Oh,
and,
God.
And so I yell out to him like, "Hey, where's the toilet paper?" Just assuming I'm missing something. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, no big deal. You see that brown rag in front of you?" And I was like, "What?
Stop it."
I couldn't. He reuses this, rag.
No way.
I'm not even sure if it was brown because, it started out that way or this is something that has happened over time.
Okay.
Did you use the rag?
No. No. I was like, I'm going to drip dry. I'm going to shake and just live with it.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. You went to the bathroom and didn't use the rag? That's disgusting.
Okay, Laura, Gianni. Laura, Gianni's on the phone right now. He heard what you just said.
You've got to be kidding me. You're calling me disgusting?
I'm sorry.
How can you even go there?
Money and not waste money on trivial things. I like to save
money. Like toilet paper? Trivial things like toilet paper.
Yeah. You just use the rag. You wash the rag.
Do you collect the toothpaste? Do you spit it out and reuse that? Like, it's not. I don't even know. Like, this is crazy. Silly.
The reason I have money is because I'm careful with my money. So if I eat, like, a sandwich on a paper plate, why am I going to throw away that plate?
Just wipe the crumbs off and then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Four real plates. Get four real plates. Never throw those away and wash them. You can't even wash a paper plate. It'd disintegrate. Like, it's disgusting. I can't get it. Are you an environmentalist or are you just a cheapskate? Like, which is it?
I'm frugal. The word is frugal. It's not Look, if it's such a big issue, why don't you bring your own toilet paper over next time? Okay? You have your way. I have my way. So you want
to
go out again?
I'm good. I don't need to come over again.
You're passing up vacations to Cancun and Bora Bora. Yes. Come on, girl.
I mean, knowing him, he probably won't even pay for a plane ticket. We'll just be hanging onto the wings.
All right. Well, you're missing out, you bougie bitch.